Okay, so this is session number 4 for Megillat Rut. We are holding in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud. So we ended up saying, and then we got into a tangent last time because there was some question about Yibum, which I really would like to wait till at the end and we discuss it more details. So here Naomi is trying to push the two to go back to their land,
to their mother.
Yud vatomar nala, and they said to her, means the two daughters-in-law told Naomi, ki itach nashuv la'amech. No, we will come back with you. We will return with you to your nation, which means that we want to join you. Vatomer Naomi, Naomi said, shovna benotai, return my daughters. Lama telach Naomi. Oh, we said we covered this too. I'm just going to have to cover it now. Just go over it. Lama telach Naomi, why are you going with me? How old banim? Do I have any more sons in my stomach? Vayulachem la'anashim, which means, as much as I might want a yibum to take place, so those sons of hers will somehow be revived in a certain sense, but that she gave up already. And she says, even for you guys, you know, if you want to follow me because you want to have husbands, come on, there is no chance for that. I don't have anything to give you. I don't have anything to offer you. Shobna benotai, return my daughters. Lechna, go back. Oh no, go. Ki zakanti miyod le'ish, I'm too old to marry to a man. Ki amarti yesh li tikva, even if I said I will have some hope. Gam ha'iti alayla le'ish, even if I marry a man tonight. Gam yolati banim, and even if I give birth to sons. Halahen tesaberna, would you wait for them? Ad asher yigdalu, till they grow up. Halahen teagena, would you put yourself in a lock? Levirti heyol le'ish, in order not to marry another man, till they grow up. So al benotai, not my daughters. Kimar li meod, I already. It's very painful for me. It's very bitter for me. Mikem ki yatza biyad Hashem, because the hand of Hashem has come upon me. So basically, she is telling them that that there is nothing for you to join me for. There's nothing for you to come with me. So, Pasuk Yudalet. Vatisena, they lifted up kolan, their voices, vatifkena, and they cried od, long time. Vatishak Orpa lachamotah, and Orpa kissed her mother-in-law, kissed goodbye. Verut dav kaba, but Rut attached herself to her. I mean, she didn't give her up.
What are you crying about?
They're crying to say, you know, that she wants him to leave.
What do you mean to that she kissed him? What's that?
Okay, so vatifkena od, they cried a long time. So the Midrash says like this. It's really Gemara in Sotah. Gemara says that Orpah shed 4 tears. Right? And before she explained, how do you see that from the pasuk, 4 tears? Because it's vatifkena od, cried a lot. Cried one time, a lot one time. Each eye, two eyes, right? So shedding 2 tears from 2 eyes is 4 tears. So the Gemara says, "Bizchut arba demaot shorida horida orpa al chamota," because of these 4 tears that Orpa shed on her mother-in-law, she was zoche, and they came out of her descendants, arba giborim, 4 giborim. Who are these 4 giborim? So there's a pasuk in Shemuel Bet that says that when refers to Orpa, it says that arba'at elle yuledu lehorpa begat. These four were born to Orpa in Gat. Who are these 4? There are 4 warriors, 4 mighty warriors of Pelishtim. Gat is the place of Pelishtim. Saf, Umadon, Goliath, Veishvi. There are four warriors of Pelishtim. And right, so she shed 4 tears, and she was zochet to 4 warriors. What's the place of these 4 warriors that they came to fight Bnei Israel later on?
Why was it?
Midrash says it a little bit differently. Rabbi Yudan b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak says, Arba milin halcha Orpa im chamota. Orpa followed behind her mother-in-law 4 meals. How much is the 4 meal? 1 parsa. Each meal is like 18-minute distance of traveling. 72 minutes for traveling. 4 meal. And because of those 4 meals that she walked with her, Amdu mimena arba giborim. 4 giborim came out of her. Okay, so the Gemara says because of the tears, Midrash because of the walking. The question is which one yielded the zechut. Or maybe they're both true and there are 2 different zechuyot for these 4 giborim.
Why is it just cry and just walk?
Because the crying shows that they cared for her. The crying shows that she connected, you know, that she appreciated staying with her. But if you're insisting that I should go, you're right, maybe I should go. Now, just bear with me. I'm going to explain to you a little bit background, the way Chazal look at this. Then we'll put it together. So the pasuk says, Vatishak Orpa lachamota. Orpa gave a kiss to her mother-in-law. Right? So the Midrash says, every kiss that people give to each other, he shall tiflut. It's for nothing. It's meaningless. Aval neshikazu, but this kiss, eno shel tiflut. This was not kiss of tiflut. So the Torah Temimah explains that tiflut means avera. Every kiss that people might give to each other, if it's a kiss out of improper emotions, is a kiss of avera, unless certain categories of kisses that is not improper, as therefore is not avera. Right? He brings from the Yerushalmi that they are. But this one was a kiss that was meaningful. It was not an empty, superficial kiss.
Why should it be avera?
Because if the kiss is not coming from the right emotions, it's avera. It has to come from right emotions. The Gemara says in Yerushalmi, what are the kisses that are not, that are from the right emotions? For example, he says, "Kol neshikat kerovim ze laze." All the kisses of people who are close to each other, kerovim mishpacha. That's fine when they see each other, like Yaakov who kissed Rachel. Neshikat Aaron le Moshe. These are good. Milevat, beside the fact that they were brothers, right? Also, they haven't seen each other for a long time too. But if the kiss is not coming from a right emotions, so Torah Temimah says it's either a kiss that is of a more of a wrong emotions kiss, or is a kiss of chanifut, trying to mechanef.
Like when you kiss Yaakov to try to see.
Yeah. You know. The president of, I don't want to get political over here, but the president of France was here, right? And you have to know the number of kisses that went back and forth between Trump and him, right? I mean, it became a whole zach of how many kisses, huh? I think they probably counted it. How many times, you know, one time you see each other, you give a kiss the first time, but every time after, it's like, It's a kiss of Hanifu, the show. Right? So, it's the same, anyway. So, over here, Chazal are pointing out, the kiss that she gave was not Hanifu. The kiss that she gave was a genuine kiss. And, it's a genuine kiss, and you see what's gonna happen. So the Midrash says, let's go to Gemara first. The Gemara says, Orpa in Megillat Rut, she's called Orpa. In Shemuel Bet, instead of Ain, it's spelled with hey. So the Gemara says, which one was which? Lehalan who called it Horfa. There in Shemuel, but he calls it Horfa. Or when you call it Orpa. Rabu Shmuel, Chadomar Horpa Shema. One says their name was Horpa. Velama who called it Lankan Orpa. Why is she called here Orpa? Shehakol. Excuse the, that's what Chazal say. Shehakol Orfin Otah Ma'achareha. That means everyone misused her the wrong way. Orif. Tashorif. Back. Ma'achareha, from behind. Chadamar, the other one says, Orpa Shema. Real, the name was Orpa, except that Horfa is the drasha. Lama ukorela on Horfa. Shehakol dashin ota kiharifud. Everyone trampled her like wheat. You know, when you go and dash, you do threshing the wheat, right? Called dashin. In Lashon Chazal, dashin, when it comes to this inyanim, is referring to, that's right. Good. Thank you for, yeah.
How do we know it's the same person?
We know Chazal. You go through the Pesukim, you see is that one.
Why one place like this one? Like now?
So the question is, which one is the name and which one is the drasha? Right? And but the thing is that both are saying the same word. Chazal say,
normal then, now she's not normal anymore. Was that what's happening?
Wait, bear. Let's see what's happening. Just, you gotta be patient on this.
Can we assume the first name, Bat, is her real name?
We don't know which one was written first.
The first
passage,
whoever's first.
Over here, I don't know. Was Megillat Rutba written first, or Sefer Shemuel was written first?
Same person wrote it.
Same person wrote it. So we don't know which one was written first.
There's sisters that went to what I was saying last time. How could one be such a sadeka
according
to this drasha, especially?
That's also very good. Yeah, that question becomes bigger.
Yeah,
Orpa. Orpa Midrash. Darsh is another thing from Orpa. Maushem Orpa. Shehafcha Oref Lachamuta. She turned her back to her mother-in-law. The Ma'aseh says she left her. Ruth stuck with her and she left her.
She said you should leave.
I know, she also told Ruth that she should. No, she didn't realize why they were coming. She thought they're coming because they're gonna have a husband, they're coming because they want to keep her company. They didn't show a genuineness in the fact that they wanted to become a Yaya. You're gonna see soon. Bear. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak.
What was the reason they were coming? Because of her, or they wanted to be a Mekaya?
Bear.
No, the second. But the question is how much of a conviction they had. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol oto alayla, that whole night, after Orpa left her mother-in-law, that whole night, shepersha Orpa mechamuta, that Orpa left her mother-in-law, nit'arevu ba ervat goyim shel mea b'nei adam. Literally speaking, means the sperm of 100 people got mixed in her body. Rabbi Tanchuma says, not only 100 people, af chelev echad, even one chelev, even one dog. That means she really went down.
Why so fast?
Batishak Orpa, and Orpa kissed, and it says, the pasuk says, Batishak Orpa lachamuta verut dovkaba, right? Orpa kissed, could kiss goodbye, and root stuck with her. And the pasuk says, Be'et arba'at ele, those four warriors that Orpah gave birth to, that they were born to Orpah, begat, ba'ipelu bidei David, they fell into the hands of David. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Yavo'u b'nei haneshuka, let the children of the one who kissed come, ve'ipelu b'yad b'nei ha'devuka, and let them fall into the hands of the son of the one who stuck with her. So bottom line is like this, that the only thing that kept these two girls identified, the fact that they they were so different. But meanwhile, they showed the same attitude. They both stayed with her. They both cried for her. They both wanted to continue with her. But when the push comes to shove, then it shows the essence of each one. The fact that Ruth stayed, Ruth was a devuka. Devuka means she's committed. Committed means when she knows something is right, she's ready to give everything up for it. Neshuka means I have feelings for you. I am for you. I even give you a kiss. But when the going gets rough, sayonara, bye-bye. And if it's bye-bye, not that now that I know what a good mother-in-law I had, what a tzaddiket she was, at least I should remain with her, right? And if I can't remain with her, at least I should remain to that status. No, once it's gone, let's go all the way. That's what Chazal are trying to say. Is it literal that 100 people, even a dog, really lived with her? I don't know if that's literal or not. But the point of that midrash is that she went so down, so low down, as if she was ready to do all of that anyway.
Why so fast? Are they gonna kill?
It doesn't matter. It's not the point of fast. It's a matter of time. So, Kolot HaLaila, Chazal are saying, once she's potentially like that, either literally happened that night, or she would happen the next night. But potentially, she was in that situation that night.
I've seen people where they like to switch. I mean, there's some people who try to become both sugar and push one away, and then the next day. What is the shortage of
the shortage is not the Vuka. The Vuka is coming, man. You're going to see soon. Let's go a couple more psukim weiter. The Megillah explains it.
How do we just know that? But
Chazal always know it. Or where did Ashley get from? Ashley from different psukim. But Chazal
knows. Maybe doesn't it recommend the fact that someone should just switch over?
Huh?
Someone should just switch from not being religious.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. That's not what I said. Let the Megillah talk. Vatomer. So Orpah went back and Ruth stayed. Vatomer. Naomi said to Ruth, Hine shava yavim techel amavel eloheha. Your sister-in-law returned to her nation and her gods. Shuvi achare yavim tech. You also returned with her. You see, she went back to her nation and to her gods. You also return to her. So the Midrash says, what do you mean? I think Rashi points out even. Right? That's a Lashon. The two sisters-in-law are called Yevimtech, which means that both of them, which is one of them dies, you know, the husband of the other one is going to have to marry her, so... One of the husbands died. The other husband. So that's what they're called in Yimtech.
Right.
Just a second, please. The Midrash says, "Ver Eloheha," right? She went back to her God. What's the pshat? The Midrash says, "Kivan shishava elamo shovel Eloheha." Once she went back to her nation, by definition, she went back to her God, to her idols. How? So the Al Shech HaKadosh explains that hahalicha elamo, going back to her nation and going back to her God, is the same. Shei efshal lechet etzlam ve'avodat Hashem. It's impossible to go back to her family and still serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we know that Orpah went down? How did Chazal see Orpah went down? The idea is once she goes back, there's no morality. There's nothing. She's going to go back down to whatever they are, whoever they are.
Why is it impossible? What's possible for Avram?
Avram Avinu had an inner conviction. Orpah didn't have. You see that this was this is how it was. So what is Naomi see over here? Naomi tells Ruth that from the fact that your your sister-in-law went back, it's clear that when the going gets rough, you guys are not in it to win it. You're not here all the way. If she went back, you probably have the same situation. I know you have good intentions. I know, that's right. I know you have good intention, but you don't have the wherewithal to deal with it. So, you know what? She went back, you also go back. What's the difference either? She's a goy. The goyte.
Well,
no, go back. What are you going to do? You're not going to become a Jew anyway. What should she tell her? She didn't tell her, go back to your God. No. She said, your Yevama went back to her nation, her God. Right? You also go back. Love that one to your God. So don't worship Avodah Zarah. Right? But the bottom line is, you're coming with me, there's no point. Because if you're going to come with me, you're going to do Avodah Zarah by me too. You're not. The Lashon that the Agon Mivilna says is that if that's what she did, so of course, so if you also are going to go back anyway. So if you're going to go back anyway, just go now.
The same Tana was against Ramadan, that he let soldiers who came with him to go back, and they instead of keeping them.
By Sodom, you're saying?
Right.
So, that Chazal have a Tana on him. They put a tain on Avraham Avinu. When the Melech Sodom says to him, "Ten li hanefesh v'arechush kachloch, give me the nation, then give the people and keep the money." And Avraham said nothing. You could keep the people and keep the money. Avraham should have said, "No, I keep the people. You take the money." Right?
What do you want people for? What?
Megayer
them.
Megayer them. Megayer them.
He was doing megayer everybody else. Why not them?
Right. So the Chazal bring that cash.
So why didn't he lama itself?
Good question. The Al-Shekhar HaKadosh says, she told her something else. She said, you know what? In other words, Naomi didn't trust them, or she didn't know that they were really fully committed. So, she said to Ruth, all along, probably, you guys didn't want to go back, because you didn't want to look like a quitter. Because, you know, it's embarrassing. You know, you're going to quit, and you're going to go back. So, once she did it already, you know, it's not so embarrassing for you anymore to go back. It's already done. So once it's already done, go back. Right? Bottom line, all the Mefarshim, the way they look at the Pasuk is that you know, you see there's a weakness in them. She saw there's a weakness, and she said there's a weakness, let them go back. It's easier that they should go back now. Then they will go back later.
So there's a big contradiction here.
Yeah.
The way we're portraying Naomi now, she's like the biggest of all time. But in the past 10 years, they didn't seem to care about anything. Their kids married like Goya. I mean, we're still saying they're not fully Jewish, right? Or kind of rude. So now all of a sudden, she turned around and now everything, like it's
medapted,
like
right.
On everything. Like, okay, she
started
to have a weakness, all of a sudden, what happened? What changed?
You have a very good point. Who's you asked somebody asked the question?
He was asking what happened to the Neshika. Orba, we said, was the best Neshika,
not the kind. Okay, good. So I'm going to come to that. See, there is a machloket among the Mefarshim. If Naomi, or for that matter, Elimelech, they knew about Moavit velo Moavit, Ammonit velo Ammonit, or no? Did they know that Moavit and Ammonit is mutar, or they didn't know? Right, this is a machlok. So one mahalach is that they knew that is mutar. They knew that is mutar, and based on that mahalach, those who want to explain that the reason that Elimelech agreed to go to Sadeh Moav. And again, this brings me back to the whole discussion. I want to talk a different time later on. Not now, it's too early, but once it came up. One of the reasons that Elimelech came to Sadeh Moav, the reason that Naomi allowed her sons to marry a Moavit was because, Elimelech knew that the Malchut is going to come from him. Elimelech, right? Elai Tovo Malchut. And we said that last time, that they had a Mesorah that the Malchut is going to come from Moab, because we said that that the Pasuk David HaMelech says, right, Masat Yed David Avdi B'Shemen Kodesh B'Shachtiv, Masat Yed David Avdi, I found David, my servant. Where did I find him? B'Sdom. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already had planted the seed of Malchut Israel in Sedom, by Moab. So they knew that, so therefore they figured that if it's going to be like that, let us make ourselves available to find the Moabite. So she allowed that to happen. She allowed that to happen based on that. That is one Mahalach Mefarshim speaking. Once the two sons died, for whatever reason they died, so she realized that they miscalculated, that the whole thing was a mistake. Right? She shouldn't have done that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do it, he will do it himself. You don't have to play God's, in God's play. You don't have to play God. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu run the show himself. And therefore, once she saw that that's a mistake, she wanted to go back. And she said, you also go back. This whole idea was wrong to begin with. Go back. So she wanted to make that connection to begin with.
They didn't become Jewish in that process.
They didn't. Because there was no system of making them Jewish yet, and there was no Bedin, and she figured at some point they're going to come to Eretz Israel, they're going to make them Jews. But once the sons died, or the sons decided to stay there afterwards, and they died, Naomi said, you know what, the whole point is gone, and therefore you go back, the whole thing's on the gear. That's one Mahalach. Another Mahalach is that Naomi didn't know Moavi velo Moavit, and therefore her sons just married Stamas, like the one we were saying before. They ran away because they didn't want to be in Eretz Israel. They ended up being in Moab. The sons married, they shouldn't have done that. And in Naomi's mind, in her mind, she didn't know that there's a halacha of Moabi velo Moabit. And therefore she always thought that they're going to be usur to marry anybody anyway. So why do you want to come and join Kenar Israel? You're not going to be able to marry a Jew as a full-fledged Jew. Even if you're going to become a Gioret, you're not going to be able to marry a Jew. Right? So why is it a service to you to become a Jew? You're not going to be able to marry a Jew anyway.
And it was fine that they married her own kids?
She didn't like it. She didn't want it. It just happened. Her sons did it. Right? That's the other Mahalach that was not planned by her.
No way.
Yeah.
One thing, I got first my other, what kind of business is that? What do you mean? She didn't learn a lesson from Yosef HaTzadik? Oh, they saw that from this is going to come out this, but it's not the body where I jump on.
You're right. Not only they didn't learn a lesson from Yosef HaTzadik, David HaMelech also didn't learn a lesson from from Yosef HaTzadik. David HaMelech made the same mistake. David HaMelech saw Bathsheba, when he saw Bathsheba bathing, right, or going to the mikveh, right? David HaMelech is David HaMelech Israel. Okay, the Pasuk says that David woke up one afternoon and he came out to get some fresh air and he sees this lady is bathing. He's going to the mikveh. Right? So he said, send after her. Go find out who this lady is. They came and they said to him, she's the wife of Uriah Achiti. Okay, bring her over. Bring her over and yalla. Well, what do you mean? Now, everybody understands, right? Well, you're David HaMelech. You know, I mean, this is how the general people who don't know, they understand. Right? What do you mean David came out and he saw her and he got excited and he couldn't hold himself back and he did what he did. Right? What do you mean? So then why did he send us to find out who she is? Who cares who she is? Just grab her here this second. No, let's go find out who she is. Who cares who she is? So David HaMelech had a problem. He said, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring this mixture in front of my eyes? Why? Why would he do that? I came to get some fresh air. Hashem should put this scene in front of me. Ella what? Hashem is hinting to me that she's the proper wife.
Isn't there a midrash that David HaMelech challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm just like Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and that was his test.
Right. Right. Good. But he didn't realize the test. He thought that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought my way. You know, the same way Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda was so innocent, he was going in his way, and then Tamar shows up, and Yehuda doesn't know anything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu works it out. Sadka, mimeni yatsa all these divarim kibushim, Hashem said. It's all coming from me. So David HaMelech said, probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the same thing. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the same thing, that's a hint that that's what I should do.
Tomorrow, a minister says that he saw Kucha coming out of her or something like this.
Good, it's all the same idea.
What's it to be always like that? Like, from Yehuda Tamar, okay. Then you go to.
It's not Yehuda and Tamar. You go back. Start from Lot.
Lot, yeah.
Start from Lot. Yehuda. Right? And it's going to be the same thing by Ruth and Boaz, too. Okay, that's one shot. One Mahalech. The other Mahalech is that. Let's not get involved with the Isurim that were involved. All of these things were initiated by ladies. Which means Lot and his daughters, the whole initiation came from the daughters. Yehuda and Tamar, initiation came from Tamar. Ruth and Boaz, we're going to see later on, the initiation comes from Ruth. And David HaMelech saw that the trend is that the initiation comes from a lady. This whole part is from Rav Weinberg. Okay? So David HaMelech saw that all these initiations are coming from ladies. Why? Because Malchut, the concept of Malchut, is Nekeva. Right? Malchut is Nekeva means Malchut doesn't have anything from himself. Melech has nothing from himself. Melech is complete receiver. Which means that Melech Israel doesn't have any authority from himself. It's an authority that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. And Melech Yisrael is a symbol of Malchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Does he have
Bechira? But Lev Melech Yisrael B'yad Hashem has a Bechira like every human being. But his power is all given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Melech Shemachal Al Kevodo and Kevodo Machul. Right? Why is the Kavod is not Machul? Because it's Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no Kavod of your own to be mocher. Talmid Chacham Shemachal al Kevodo Kevodo Machul Shetorah to Dile, because his Torah is his. He could be mocher on his the Kavod Torah. But Melech's Kavod is not his own Kavod. His Kavod is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod. It's not mine that I'm going to be mocher. So Melech has nothing from himself. He's a Mekabel. He's a reflector. Accepts and reflects. So that is the difference between Melech Israel and Malchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So Hashem's Melech, Malchut, is like a Zachar Mashpia, and the Melech of Kiral Yisrael is like a Nekeva, that's a Mekabel. So therefore, when it comes to the Inyane Malchut, for the Malchut to come about, is the Nekeva that has to be the initiator. Because when the Mekabelet, when the baby sucks on mother's body, the milk comes better. Right? When there is it aruta deletata, when from here we create a situation that Hashem should give us bracha, that bracha will have more shefa, will be more bracha than if Hashem would create it. It will work better. It aruta deletata is always better than it aruta deleela. It's always better that initiation should come from the mekabel than from the mashpia. Right? Because when the mashpia is meorer, he has to force feed the mekabel. When the mekabel, when the child asked the question, night of Pesach, when the child asked the question, right, he would receive the answer much better than if the father is going to have to just force feed the concept to the child. So every time that the initiation comes from the Mekabel, that's much better. So here, initiation of Malchut came from the ladies. That's why in Malchut, since Malchut is Nekeva, every initiation came from the ladies. So that's why over there by Lot, and by Tamar, and by Ruth, and David HaMelech says, this is initiation by her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that I see she's going to the mikveh. This must be her initiation. So therefore now I could take over. Right?
But he wasn't.
That was a test. That's what
the Nezah was. Because Shlomo came about and
Shlomo didn't come from that Masabiya. The child who came from that Masabiya died.
Yeah.
Yes, the child that came from that Masa died.
But eventually,
it was a baby, died.
Eventually,
Chazal say, listen to the word, Chazal say that that Bathsheba was Raui for David HaMelech Mishesh Yimei Bereshit. Ella, what happened that this came out? Because once David married Michal Bat Shaul, right? And why did he marry Michal Bat Shaul? Because it was an announcement. Whoever kills Goliath, I'll give him my daughter. So once David did that, everything got pushed off. When he took Michal Bat Shaul, Hashem said, okay, so I'm going to give Bathsheba to Uriah Hitti first. But they were supposed to be the match. Had David followed what should have been done, what would have been right to have been done, they would have matched. Had he not initiated an action over here by Bathsheba, had he passed the test, right? Had he held himself back, right? So something would have happened to Uriah Hitti, and Bathsheba would have come to David HaMelech anyway. It would have happened on its own. So Hashem says, you played God. You made cheshbonot over here. Nobody has made cheshbonot. Yehuda didn't make cheshbonot. Lot for sure didn't make any cheshbonot. Right? Even Boaz didn't make cheshbonot. Boaz didn't know that this is malchut and this and that and that. They said, Nebach, this girl came back. She needs yibum and she needs a situation of her fields. We're going to get to that. Has to be redeemed. Boaz says, a mitzvah, I'm going to do it.
Well, 1 second, I just realized Galut is the same story because by Mitzrayim, the woman initiated. Is that true or no?
Mitzchun Hashim Sad Konyot, they initiated with their husbands. They initiated that they should have children.
Yeah, but through that, the Galut.
It could be. He didn't connect that. But he was saying this Malchut is like that. So that was David HaMelech's mistake.
Over here, what happened though? Rabbi was saying that everything got pushed off. Why did it get pushed off?
Who?
Bathsheba, initially. When he got married to Michal, why did he get
Because Michal was not his chelek.
Okay, so that wasn't his fault. What's wrong with that?
You marry a girl just because you killed Goliath?
It came his way.
The mice didn't come his way. Yes. The mice didn't. Shaul took Michal and gave her to Palti Ben Laish. And the whole process was not working out. So David HaMelech should have said, I don't know what he should have said, but that's what Chazal said, that right. Once he married Michal Bat Shaul, he lost the first chance to Uriah, to Bat Sheva.
So I don't understand why, though. I'm saying people can have multiple wives back then. What was the, why did that?
Because this was his Bat Zug, the real Bat Zug. Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't Melech supposed to have 18 wives?
He was no Melech yet. He was no Melech.
That's right.
But he was not Melech anyway.
I just don't see what did he do wrong to push it off.
You don't get married because of.
You're not Dochek et Hashaah. It was not the right time for him. He went to kill Goliath. Go kill Goliath.
He should have said no to Michal Bat Shaul.
He should have said, I didn't come to marry him. Marry her. You see, Shaul is not giving her to you. So leave alone. I don't know what the time is, okay? I'm just guessing here. But I'm quoting to you is Chazal. Chazal are saying that Bathsheba was Rovi for David HaMelech Mishet Mevereshit.
David knows that I'm supposed to be the trend of Malchus, so this is the chance. Kill Goliath.
David had no idea he was going to become Melech. David, as far as he knew, he was Pasul.
So when did he find out by Bathsheba that maybe...
He was Melech already. He had been Melech already. That was after Shmuel Hanavi made him to Melech. It was later on.
So if what Rabbi is saying is true about that it's better for the Shefa to come for the person to initiate?
Yeah, I'm not saying it is true. This is what Rav Dester said and Chazal said. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right. So why is it that most yeshiva is not like that? Like the learning base is not like that. It's given out.
What?
Given out? What
are
you talking
about?
The question was very deep. Can
I
explain the question?
Ask him the question. I don't know what you're talking about.
What is given out?
Every yeshiva, the point of a child who goes to yeshiva is seeking to learn. He's going to say, Rabbi, teach me. Rabbi, teach it to me. I have a kasha. I have a the whole Gemara system is question. Question is, if the Gemara is written in question and answer, I don't know. Every Tosfot, most of Tosfot says, the im tomar, and if you ask, means ask. Oh, now that you asked, let me give you the answer. The im tomar, if you ask, if you say, oh, yesh tomar,
A lot of times you don't ask, you just go, sure.
That's your problem. That's why you see there are 3 hours of laning and 1 hour of a shir. The 3 hours of laning is for a person to prepare, build up questions, and go and get the answers. Anyway, yeah.
She initiated the whole. She started the ball.
Yeah, but that was the psak that she had to do. That's right. Okay, right. Let's go right. So how did we get into this?
Sorry.
Right. So there are two mahalachim, as I said. That whether she knew that there is going to be a situation of amoni below amonit or not. But so therefore, she's telling her, you know what, leave. I mean, there's no point for you to join. But Omer Ruth says, Altif Gebi, do not insist on me, Le'ozvech, to leave you, Lashuv Ma'acharaich, to return and, you know, from behind you and just go back. But rather, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lay down, I will lay down. Amech ami, your nation will be my nation. Ve'elohayich Elohai, your God will be my God. I don't want those gods. I want your God. Ba'asher tamut yamut, wherever you die, I'll die. Ve'sham kaver, I'll be buried there. What? I'll be buried wherever you be buried. Bear, Rashi is going to have beautiful chazal on this. Ko yaseh Hashem li. The Ko Yosef, so Hashem will do to me, and even more, which means they say the Lashon Shavua, all these troubles that came upon me, Hashem should do that even more. Ki hamavet yafrid beni uvenech. You know, I promise you, the only thing that would separate me from you is death. I'm sticking with you all the way to the end.
Does that mean things would come out even if I leave you?
Right. She's sort of cursing herself. If I leave you, all these problems should come upon me.
No, she's not saying if I leave you. She's saying the only way I would separate that's if I.
No, Ko Yaseh Hashem li ve Ko Yosef. Hashem should do this, whatever he's done. Do it again. And more, Hashem should all of this if I don't stay with you. It's like a Lashon Shavua. You know, if I don't stick with you, if the only thing that would separate us would not be just the death, you know, Hashem should do this and this and this.
Wait, where is all this love coming from? I mean, I understand people like their mother-in-laws, but this is...
No, this is not a love for mother-in-law. This is love for Yiddishkeit. You see Rashi, look at Rashi. Altif Gebi, Rashi says, Altif Selibi, don't insist upon me. Very important chazal. Mikan amru rabotenu zal, Yemara Yevamot. Ger sheva leitgayer, a goy who comes to him with gayer, from here we learn the halacha. Modi'im lo michsad onshin. We let him know some of the punishments. Sheim ba lachzor bo yachzor. Because if he wants to go back, he should go back now. This is exactly what Naomi was doing. She's trying to, if you want to go back, just go back now. Shemitoch devareh hasher root, from the words of root, atal lomed, you learned Sha'amra la Naomi, what Naomi told her. What did she say? She said to her, Asur lanu laset chus tetechum b'Shabbat. It's also for us to go out of the tetechum on Shabbat. So on that she answered, Amra la ba'asher terchi elech. Wherever you go, that's where I go. Right? Midrash says a different word, she said to her. She said, En da'arkan shel b'rod Yisrael alechel debatei ti'atriyot ulbatei qarqesaot. The Jewish girls do not go to theaters. The Jewish girls do not go to stadiums. Out of the Kochavim. Right? There are places that you're not going to go. The Jewish girls are not going to go. So on that she said, wherever you go, that's where I go. Doesn't matter. You tell me where to go, that's where I go. She said...
Theaters.
So maybe that's what Tachum Shabbat...
Do you go to baseball games?
Maybe that's what Tachum Shabbat means. It doesn't mean like Shabbat itself. It means they were far away.
No, the difference between Midrash and Gemara is... Gemara is saying she's telling her halacha. Midrash is telling her hashkafa. You know, that's derech seniyu. A couple more like that too. Amrala, so she said to her, Naomi said to her, Asur lanu lehidyached nekevaim zachar. Asur yichud is asur. You know, men and ladies cannot hang out together. And if he's not her husband. He's not her husband, right. Amrala, she said to her, Ba'asher talini alin. Wherever you lay down, that is where I lay down. these, whatever it is, where we go to sleep, that's where I go to sleep. If I cannot go to sleep where a man is there, I won't go to sleep. Wherever you go, you go. Right? Midrash says, she said to her, the derech of Israel is not to live in a house that doesn't have mezuzah.
Doesn't
sit here.
What?
Right. Midrash says. Right.
What's hard about that?
Nothing.
I thought she's only telling. She's trying to push her away.
What do you mean what's wrong about that? Of course. It's not. It's what's hard about that? Why do they put a mezuzah on the door? Rambam says, because when you come into the house, you have to know, you come to the house is Kedusha there. So you can't just doing that in the house, whatever you want to do. They call it in Farsi, Chardivari Akhtiari. It doesn't work like that. It's not Chardivari Akhtiari. You know, it's not all in your reshut, do whatever you want. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu mandates. And she said to her, no problem, but Asher Talini Alin, wherever you lay down, whatever conditions you want to put in the house, that's where I'll be. Then she said to her, Amenu Muvdalim Mishar Amim, our nation is different than all the other nations, B'shesh me'od u'shoshesher mitzvot, 613 mitzvot. She said to her, Amech Ami, whatever your nation does, my nation, will be my nation. She said to her, Asur lanu avodah delilim. It's asur for us to do avodah zara. Well, it's asur for them also to do avodah zara, but the isurim for us, you know, goes, is much more chamur in different ways. So she said, Elohaich Elohai, your God should be my God. She said to her, Arba mitod nimseru lebedin, right? People who violate Averot, Bedin is gonna kill them, different ways of mitah. So she said, Ba'asher tamuti amut. However, you're gonna die, I'll die, no problem. She said to her, Shene kevarim nimseru lebedin, there are two sets of burials that are given to Bedin. There are those who are gonna be, niskalin, those go through Sekila, and Serefa are buried separately than those who go through Herig and Chenek. And she said, Visham Ekaver, wherever I'll be buried. Which means that she was accepting all these stringencies, onshim and mitzvot. So from here you learn, you teach her some mitzvot, you teach her some onshim, and you see if she gets scared. If she doesn't get scared, so then you accept it.
It's not
that
your
mom to
be doing.
That's a Gerut. That's right.
What about Shabbat? Doesn't still have Mitzvah Malachot. It's the most lenient Halacha of Shabbat.
It's the most lenient. It's also the most restrictive. You know, she's saying even that not only all the Chumras, that's 613 Mitzvot, even Techumin, you got to let them know. You know, yeah, there are a lot of little details. What's wrong with just walking out? I'm not doing any melacha. You can.
Where do you see that she went to mikvah in this video?
No, she hasn't gone to mikvah yet. Yeah, this is what she does. She cannot be megayah. There's no bet in here yet.
I understand that, but we'll say that.
Yeah.
We'll write hint about.
Okay. So,
she's not bending. How
can
she say this?
She's trying to make sure that this girl is ready to become a gyoret.
The warning is you don't need
bending for. Right. I mean, you just want to make sure that she's genuine. Okay. So the Malbim says, this line that she said, that ki hamavet yafid ben yuvenecha, uvenech, that only death would separate us from each other. She was hinting to her that I'm really committed, this is I think answer to what Daniel was saying, I'm really committed to Judaism because I realize that even if I'm gonna have a good life, ba'olam hazeh, just like you might have a good life, but because when we die, you're going to go to Olam Abba, and I'm going to go to Gehenna. I can't bear that. This is the justification of why she wants to join her.
How does she know that?
I mean, she probably had some Hashkafic discussions, you know, over the years. That because of Hamavad Yafid Ben Yuvenech, I can't, you know, I have to join the Jews. I can't let go. So it wasn't out of love for Naomi necessarily, but it was, you know, she understood how important it is for her.
I couldn't say I'm sure. At this point, she knew there's no husband, nothing happening.
Right, that's right.
Even then, it was
worth it. That's right. I want to become a Jew. That's all.
Rabbi, would it change over time, the past 10 years, or she was like that to begin with? The reason I'm saying this, I tell you why. Because if to begin with, she was that good, so one of the sons didn't really make a mistake marrying her. The other one probably did because of the Rosh of Chazal. But this one really...
See, I once said a pshat, and this goes into a whole big shir, and that's not the time for it now. I once said a pshat that Chazar referred to Ruth as Devuka. Right? It wasn't just because she stuck to her, said Devuka. You're going to see throughout the Megillah Ruth, you see a number of places that Ruth is Dovek. The word Devekut, right, it keeps getting repeated through the Sefer. Number of times. She is a devuka. When Chazal called her, they're not coming. They don't say, Yavo b'nei hanosheket, right? Veipelu b'yad b'nei hadoveket. The one who stopped. She's a devuka. That's her definition. That's her essence. She was a devuka. She was a devoted, committed person. That's how she was. And you're going to see throughout the whole Megillah, this devekut, this commitment, this devotion of Ruth shows itself again and again and again.
So we have it happen over time that she was living.
No, I think she was like that from the beginning. She had that potential in her, except that now she's using that devuka to come connect to Hashem.
Devuka in general, now she used that
for
Hashem. We have to figure out why this likud is important in Mashiach.
Why is in Mashiach? Why is it Nekudom Nogeya to Shavuot? There are a lot of...
One more question regarding this Devuka. If she was Devuka in essence, right? So she, what do you call it? She should have been Devuka to whatever she was doing before. Now she changed the...
Because she saw the Emet. When she sees the Emet, not Devuka.
When she married to the family?
I guess so, when she saw Naomi. And she saw Naomi and how Naomi was and what's going on, and she saw the Emet. And Devuka doesn't mean that I'm going to connect to any garbage. You know, an addict is also a Devuka. But that's Devuka to and Devuka over here is when I see the Emet, I stick to her no matter what. I go all the way. He understands, she's going to come and she's going to become a servant. She's going to become a beggar. She's a bad melech. She's going to come become a beggar. She's going to go collect grains from the fields like a beggar. I don't care what it is. I do what I have to do.
Why would Shaykh mean this to myself?
Okay, good, good. We have to get that at the end when we get to see the whole picture. Thank you.
But there's light in the end of it.
I want to say one more pasuk, because otherwise we're not going to finish this, as you said, and I want to finish it. Pasuk Yudchet, Batera Kivit Ameset, a very important issue I want to share with you. Batera Kivit Ameset, Naomi saw that Ruth is mit Ameset, Chazak Ve'emos. She's holding on tight. Mit Ameset Ilarechet Ita, she's holding on tight to go with her. Batechta Ledaber Eleha, she stopped convincing her out of it. She said, fine. Good? So I want to share with you a gewaldige Agon Mivilna on this. Agon Mivilna says, what's the pshat mit ametzed hi lalechet ito? She saw that she is holding tight to go with her. So Agon Mivilna says like this. He says, I want to tell you a yesod. He says, a person is made up of two elements. His gashmiut and his ruchniut. And the gashmiut only wants to follow inyane olam hazeh. Big olam hazeh. Gashmiut. His body only wants to follow inyane olam hazeh. Because that's his body. That's his tendency. Eating, drinking, relaxing, whatever it is. When you offer a mitzvah to a goof, naturally goof does not want to do it. Because what am I getting out of it? There's nothing appealing for the goof to do that. So he says like this. He says that, and he says the reason is because the yesod of the body is from afar. Afar is heavy, And the heavy stuff don't want to do anything that's heavy unless there is something enticing and gishmak for the body to run for it. So he says when a person is offered a mitzvah, if he sees that his body is fighting him, you want to get up in the morning to go to shachrit, right? And your body is fighting you. Come on, I want to be in bed another 2 minutes, another 5 minutes.
Get a later minute.
That shows that what you want to do is really a mitzvah. It's really ruchniyot. That's why your body doesn't want to go after it. But he says if a person, there are exceptions also, he says, but generally he says, minastam, if a person wants to do a mitzvah, and all of a sudden he feels out of nowhere, he's just excited to do the mitzvah,
there's something wrong.
Unless his hashkafas are so strongly built that his mindset, his hashkafa already enticing him to run for the mitzvah.
This is the question somebody asked. If somebody all of a sudden
wants to switch.
Yeah. Who asked it? Somebody asked. Yeah.
So is that
a problem?
So he says that the good siman, when a person wants to do a mitzvah, it's a good siman if he sees that his body is fighting him. That shows that the mitzvah that he wants to do, or whatever the action is that he wants to do, is in inyan of Yetzer HaTov, is the inyan of Ruchni, and that's why the body is fighting, and then it should fight. So he says that's why.
You cannot do anything, so should be happy, huh?
Yeah, but you have to push it. So he says that's a pshat. He says that's a pshat, by Ruth. Naomi didn't know where Ruth was coming from. Why all of a sudden she wants to become a Jew? You know, maybe there are some ulterior motives. Maybe there are some Yetzirah involved. Maybe who knows what she wants to do? You're blocking the view. Right? Maybe something involved. When she saw that Ruth is mitamesedi lalechedita, she can't keep up with Naomi. She has to push herself to keep up. Right? She's not running ahead of Naomi. Oh, I want to go become a Jew, and she's running ahead. But rather, even though she says, I want to become a Jew, she is pushing herself, mitamesed, she's holding herself tight to be able to keep up with her. She says, so if that is hard for her to become a Jew, and she's still doing it, that is the Yetzer HaTov that's doing it. So Mimela, she didn't want to speak to her. This is a pshat from Agon Mivilna. So next time you want to do something good, and you see it's difficult, that's a good simon. The other rabbi, that shows that it's a good thing to do. So stick to it and do it.
Well, it depends what level you're in. If they sit at learning, Amravino was only at level, well, his body was automatically doing fine what I think.
That is good. You're right. But
then, by Akira, somehow he couldn't figure out why his body wasn't going.
Right. Depends on that,
really the,
on that level.
Right.
Yeah, so then he says, Bedera Akira. He says, Mistama. The Mistama is like that. Not always. Is like that.
So, Rabbi, for lazy people, everything is a mitzvah.
Yes. David HaMelech says, "Nafshi chal." Oh yeah, So that is the nekuda that bechira changes. That's Rav Dessert also, right? Okay, Rabbi, Mr. Hashem will continue.